Questions are all around us.
Learn.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, ow, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn.
Yes. That's correct. It's time for Ready, Steady, Learn, thanks to Waipapato Matarau, the University of Auckland. This morning, we're very lucky to be joined by Ching Kwan Lu. Morena, how are you?
Hello. How are you?
Yeah, good, thank you. Very excited to have you on today. You've done some really interesting research, and it's gotten quite a lot of hype from everyone. Everyone's giving you awards and all sorts. But your thesis is on enhancing diver safety by using wearable physiological monitoring systems. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct.
So it sort of sounds like a whole lot of things when you say it like that, but could you break down a little bit what your research has been all about?
Okay, so the problem in this field is like, so we humans mm-hmm. goes into water, and if you have any questions or problems on the waters, so you cannot transfer any message.
Mm-hmm.
So you bring your diver body down there, you bring the emergency center there on the nearby, mm-hmm. but you cannot send any message. So
yeah,
right now, people use gesture to mm-hmm. talk with your body. And we're trying to capture all the signals. So when you're facing to any problems, you're not only just having like that, just send a message
yeah.
in real. And then we're just trying to give the warning to yeah. the dive body or emergency center.
Right. So is it mainly happening through like heart rate monitoring?
So the heart rate is just the basic one.
Right, okay.
So we focusing on the heart rate for the first one, and then we move to other sensors like the breathings, like the temperatures, and we in the future are going to test the oxygens and all kind of things in the blood.
Mm-hmm. How did you get involved with this sort of field? Have you got a diving history?
Actually, no.
So
I'm really into all kind of sport.
I do
basketball, I do running, I do any kind of things you can imagine. But mm-hmm. So I just select the sports stuff. And can combine with my research stuff.
Yeah.
And so the diving is one of them.
Yeah.
So I just come here and do the diving stuff.
Yeah, it's an interesting field, and I feel like is the goal that this sort of technology can be integrated with other sports as well?
So the wet conditions one of the main challenge, right?
Yeah,
so if
right.
you can go through it, and then
yeah.
you probably can put it onto any kind of the sport.
Mm.
Yeah,
yeah,
totally.
So
I think it's really interesting because diving is a big part of New Zealand, you know. There's a lot of people who dive in Kiwi culture. So it's really interesting that you've developed this technology. So it's called the Dive Out Strap. Very
That's
interesting.
That's a good name.
Yeah.
What does it look like?
So it's we have different kind of equipment, and the one we done in the last year is
mm-hmm.
like a cummerbund.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a strap and you can put onto your belly.
Mm-hmm.
And that one integrate two different kind of sensors. So we also have like wetsuit and the jacket.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so there's different kind of stuff. But so dive out strap is just the
right,
first one. Yeah.
Okay. So the wetsuit will be like have sensors built into it sort of thing?
Yeah, we have so we used to done the motion capture.
Yeah.
And we
right.
put the stretchable sensors attach onto different angles and detect your movements. Yeah, that
wow.
can be another one. Yeah.
That's amazing. And I feel like this is the sort of thing in, you know, less extreme and technologically advanced settings we're seeing more and more with things like Apple Watches. Like people want to be able to monitor their health. Do you think in the future we could see more technology like this becoming part of everyday life?
Probably not everyone want to put the wetsuit on every day. But yeah, we're trying to build up different kind of device that can work for daily.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
right now we're just focusing on the underwater and wet things.
Mm.
So yeah, for example, if you do the swimming, you want to change your gesture, change your motions,
mm-hmm.
and then we can fix it.
Mm-hmm.
Not for all kind of the daily.
Mm.
Sure.
Wow. So you're saying it could potentially have an application in kind of, you know, professional swimming, etc., where people need to be spot on with their movement in the water.
Mm. Yeah, so that's the next things we are going to do in our lab. So after doing diving stuff, we just put all the things back into the pool again. So do the tracking and try to fix the professional swimmer, like help them improve their, like all the speed or any kind of stuff.
Mm.
Yeah.
How exciting. It's so cool to hear where your research is heading next. And I mean, this thesis has received some accolades and it's received a bit of praise from everyone. How does that feel for you?
I feel good to let everybody know like what I'm doing. Mm. And it's quite interesting area. Like people do sports and we involve the research into sports. And that's a good thing for everyone, including me.
Especially in New Zealand as well. Like sport is such a big part of our culture that any ways in which technology can become integrated and improve performance, and especially with diving, I mean, when it's about lessening risk is a big thing, eh? Wow, how fascinating. Good on you. Thank you so much for coming up for a chat to
thank you.
Talk about this research.
Yeah.
You're listening to Ready, Steady, Learn on 95BFM. Thanks to the University of Auckland. We've been chatting with Ching-Huan Liu about his research in enhancing diver safety using wearable physiological monitoring systems.
I hope we get some gold medals at the Olympics now.
That was Ready, Steady, Learn. Thanks to the University of Auckland, the best university.